Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled To Infinity and Beyond, featuring Miller, Josh, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring splatter.com, crossmarket.com, carbs.com, and heavenly.org. Then we've got the Namejet and a Jet segment sponsored by Namejet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including brig.com, myattorney.com, and starcommand.com, hence the title of the show. We also talk about a group of solar domains, including southernsolar.com, westernsolar.com, northernsolar.com, and easternsolar.com. And the Sherpas talk about which one they like best, and if you buy one, do you need to buy them all? We also talk about the recent ICA meeting in Vegas, which was a big success, collectibles and how they relate to domains, and then some off-topic chatter about daily fantasy football and racket sports. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable is an ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've just joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and just 3% commissions. You can also register $5.coms on Fridays. Talk to them on X or NamePros to learn more. And big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, big shout-out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to dnx.com and get your domain. And finally, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, or you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So with all of that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my personal friends. Happy to be here today on the show as we get things cracking. There are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where we're at right now. I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep scoring somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winner. You know, everybody's been getting swag. I brought some swag out to the ICA. I hooked up Mike Seiger. I hooked up Alleman, got himself a hoodie. I know you guys have swag. You're not wearing it, but I know you got it. You know what I'm saying?
I'll wear it next time.
Drew's got a Sherpa Island hoodie on. I like it. Let's go. Shout out to Jen Sale. Sherpa Island, who would you eat first? All right, Namejet and a Jet is segment three. That's where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on Namejet. We see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. Last but not least, we get into grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and then talking about anything that the folks want to mention, promote, whatever, that we haven't already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up. Get Rick Rolled, Greybeard, the Domain Pirate, is in the building. Maximus Extracticus, what's up, man?
Sup?
We missed you in Vegas, you know?
Yeah, so. I'd be lying if I didn't, you know, if I said I didn't miss it a little and miss all y'all.
Okay. You heard it.
You can't be doing this trip in like November and fucking January.
Nah. Yeah.
It's, and it's absurd.
There's no direct flight, and it just, you know.
Believe me, I questioned it.
And it's Vegas. I'm over Vegas. I've been there, done that, except I don't need Vegas in my life anymore. And so it's all good, but I heard it was a great show. And, you know, everybody's out supporting the ICA.
Yeah.
And that's it. All good. You know,
yeah, it was. It was a great show. Big shout out to the ICA. Big shout out to Camilla, Zach, Tiffany, the team, the board. They really did a fantastic job. It's become, you know, one, if not, in my opinion, like the you know, event to go to for domain stuff and, you know, for the industry. And I think a lot of folks had a good time. It was great seeing everybody. And we saw a lot of them, you know, a few months ago at NamesCon, but this was even more of like, this felt like it was a smaller group, less distractions. It was a good opportunity to really, you know, get a lot of face-to-face, one-on-one time with folks and, you know, just keep things moving, get some deals done, you know, get your learn on a little bit, you know, get your network on and just kind of hang out.
I will say, it reiterated, I mean, I'll leave any commentary about the Park MGM on the side for today, but it reiterated, you know, that's a different conversation, but it reiterated, you know, how it's nice and how important it is to, for everyone to mostly be on location and able to kind of roll down from the rooms to the, wherever you are versus, you know, having to get in buses and Ubers and, you know,
I mean, here's the thing. The Park MGM, I thought, was very good. You know, there's obviously some things. It's a little dated. The casino's not particularly great. But the accessibility to the conference center from the rooms, like the fact that the hotel...
Where is the Park MGM relative to the MGM Grand?
It's like right across. There's like a bridge, basically. It's right there in that cluster of like MGM Grand, New York, the Aria. Like all of that stuff is all in the same sort of general area. They're all in that same sort of cluster.
You know, it's still, you know, that side of the strip.
Yeah, it's in the Tropicana hood.
Yeah, it's not in the Venetian Encore, you know,
Bellagio
side of the world, but whatever, is what it is.
I mean, hey, look, and it still takes a minute, like, to be like, oh, it's just over at the MGM Grand, and then you're like, all right, let's go walk 30 minutes to get there. You know, it's not like, even though they're next door, it's still far. But it's in a good enough spot where you can get access to stuff. The hotel's non-smoking. The casino's non-smoking. That's pretty awesome to me. I thought that was, like, I personally really, really appreciated that.
Oh, I appreciate that, too, because you come out of these places, you can't breathe. Your throat hurts because the air is just so bad. And then the smoking and the da-da-da and just,
yeah.
Oh, man.
It had the most important criteria, which is a mobile order-ready Starbucks outside the elevator bank of your rooms.
Yeah, dude.
Which,
I mean, that's
mission
what I'm saying.
Critical.
Look, and the cost.
I don't fuck with Starbucks anymore, just for the record, because I heard that some independent study was just done. This was just a few weeks ago, and they found hormone disruptors in Starbucks coffee. Mm. And I was like, all right, I don't mess with Starbucks anymore.
I don't really either, unless I'm in Vegas, you know, and it's downstairs.
Me neither. I don't
in my lobby.
This guy's got Starbucks in his hand. He's like, yo.
I don't under any circumstances drink Starbucks. Just so.
And it was great to have the Italy.
He's like,
I really
love
cool.
Turning my testosterone into estrogen.
No, it turns it up, man. It gets it up, not down.
No,
you know,
it's the opposite.
Oh, by the way, you're right. Italy, the place, the food court in the Park MGM was actually very good. And
it's funny. I go to Italy like every Friday night in Boston. My wife shops there at least twice a week. We get all of our fish there. We get all of our food there.
Italy does a good job. They do a good job. It's just it's a good go-to.
Yeah, I mean, the fish is like, you know, the fish is better than our best fish market. It really just is. It's amazing. And
that's because you don't know where to really go get good fish.
Oh, I knew that.
Come on. Who are we dealing with here?
I was going to say that. I got the salmon there. It was very good. What do you call it? Yes.
You got to drive over to New Bedford, man. That's where you're going to get the real good stuff.
Oh, sure.
Do you know that New Bedford is the highest grossing port in America?
You got to go there, though.
What do you mean?
I go to Captain Martin's in Wellesley. They go to New Bedford for me every day.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, yeah, so you guys on your New England thing. That's cool.
Anyway, it was fun to have Italy. It was like, you know, it was cool. It was easy. You know, I joked with my wife. I'm like, I'm in Vegas and I'm eating at this Italy 3 days, two meals a day. And, you know, that I, you know, even though I have it at home. So,
well, and I think you got to also remember too, I mean, from to make it accessible from a cost standpoint, like it wasn't crazy. And, you know, and it really did check a lot of the boxes. I think the team, again, did a really great job. I thought the events were great. And, you know, there's always room for improvement, but overall, I thought it was great. You know, Domain Sherpa did, we did sponsor the staff. So we got some shirts, we got some extra shirts. So maybe this might end up being some swag the next time.
I need one of those.
I got
I didn't see those. You didn't offer me one there.
No, because the staff was wearing because
you weren't staff. You were a guest.
Yeah, you know, but Tiffany was.
That's
true. I could have slipped
Tiffany,
you one of
those. Tiffany. Tiffany's shirt.
I went
I don't know if she even got one, like, technically.
I will tell you, I went to a quick little dinner out with Vince Sarazmiak, my buddy, and Elliot at Delilah Supper Club. And, you know, Vince and I speak pretty much every day on DraftKings stuff. So anyway,
I don't thank Vince for being a degenerate.
Oh,
he's heavy, man. That's his like, thing.
He's good. I don't want, you know, I don't want to throw him under the bus here on Sherpa, but yeah, he likes to play. And he's good. He's a good player. But anyway, I went to the Delilah Supper Club. I know that
you guys actually make money. Like, be honest. Net in a given year, are you up or down or break even? Because if you're down, that's okay. You get a tremendous amount of joy and entertainment out of it. That has value. But net,
I can answer
the balance sheet, the profit and loss statement.
I'll answer your question in a minute. Delilah Supper Club. So my guy, Harness Reservation in Vegas, it closed in New York. It opened in LA originally. It's like an old school supper club, right? Like, you know, music on the stage and I heard the food was, you know, I heard mixed reviews on the food, including from my wife. And I'm like, yeah, let's go there anyway. I got us in and the food was actually phenomenal. And the place was just really cool, really cool. So highly recommend it to anyone who goes to Vegas next time. To answer your question, I mean, it really depends how you play. If I wanted to be profitable on an annual basis, I could be. But it would be a stylistic change of what I'm looking to do, Drew, if that makes sense. Kind of like domains, right? You can kind of compare the two. I am playing for the big score. That's okay. What excites me. That's what drives me. At this point, I've won $50,000 and $100,000 tournaments. You know, I want to win a millionaire maker, as I write in my Sunday Thoughts. And the only thing that excites me is to win the $1 million. A, because the $1 million would be nice to win, but B, because it puts you in an elite, you know, an elite club of people in that industry, in that little space. It's a very similar space to domains, right? It's got a tight Discord community. I was telling Josh this morning, it's got a tight Twitter community. So the answer to your question is, historically, I'm losing money.
Okay.
Long story short.
But
because
you know what?
Of the way I'm playing.
I appreciate the honesty and the truth. You know, look, I can tell you, I can say firsthand, just watching you over the years talk about this shit, I you get more joy out of it than I think anything else. So, you know, God bless.
And, you know, same with Vince. Yeah, so we have a blast talking about it, and I have my crew. But look, I mean, I've been so close to the big one, and, you know, someday I do believe I'll take one down, and then I will be well in the black.
Yeah.
If and when I do. If I don't take a big one down, because that's what I'm playing for only at this point, time wise and whatever, it's just, yeah, if I don't take one down, then I will definitely be in the red. But if I take one down, I'll be able to in the black. And that's kind of, but I could pivot. We're not getting into this. This isn't a DFS show, but I could pivot and be profitable, but it would be like a grind. It would be like buying, you know, 50,000 domains a year along the long tail. Right.
Yeah. Like commission rounders, you know, do you want to be a grinder that, like, you know, makes it ekes out a little bit of profit, but it's a slog and it's not fun and you're not playing for the big, big, you know, prize versus just doing what you do, man. That's it. Everyone's got it. Just like domains, you know, and I think
exactly. There's sluggers and then there's, you know, guys that are just, you know, they got a 800, 900 batting average getting singles and doubles.
And you got to realize I'm really good at it. So is Vince, for example. But like, I'm going to say this, try to say this humbly. You know, I don't know who I am, but I'm playing against like me, you, Josh, JT in the domain world, right? Yeah. Like, I'm trying to beat guys who are better than me, right? They do it professionally and I'm like one tier below them, right? Mm-hmm. So I can do it, but you know, it's hard.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, that's nothing easy.
Everyone has a like, need to just compete, I feel like. And if that fills your gap, then don't worry about how much it costs.
Yep. And as Drew said, it brings a lot of enjoyment and community, and, you know, it's a hobby, and, you know, I've learned how to manage it to not infect my time and my family or my, you know, I've you're doing it early hours and late hours, but whatever. And, yeah, I mean, definitely a competitive thing, right? I mean, you know, there was no one, it must've been frustrating for you to have nobody to compete with in your pickleball tournament, right? Yeah. It's like, you know, you're going out there playing with your friends, but, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I wasn't there to compete.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad that feels that for you, Miller. I'm glad that Josh's mic actually works, you know, like hearing him talk today for the first time is good, you know what I'm saying? And
wow.
No, but watching you play pickleball, Josh, it was funny. You're out there like sunglasses, like hanging off your shirt, just like looking like you were just chilling, you know? Meanwhile, whoever you're playing is like, you know, sweating and scrambling and, you know, the whole thing. It was pretty crazy.
But watching it, I mean, I will say, I told you this there, like, as a competitive squash player my whole life, right? Watching just your serve, right? You just know, like, you know, the difference.
You play squash?
I played squash my whole life, yeah, competitively, yeah. Until
I used to play squash a lot. Not my whole life, though, but from when I left college, my boss in the fish business was a very competitive player. And so he basically paid for me to get lessons so he would have a guy to play with.
That's awesome.
And so then I played like literally 4 or 5 days a week at the Newport Squash Club.
I've been there.
Which was great. It was so much fun.
Great facility.
And, I'd go play, you know, on my lunch break or whatever, after hours. And
I played, you know, for me.
I love squash, but I can't do it anymore. It just messes up my knees. But I was in Germany at my father-in-law's house. And he hosted a little dinner, and the neighbor came over. The guy's like 70 years old. Right? This is 10 years ago. So I'm like 35, right? I'm like at my prime. And this guy's like literally double my age. And I don't know how squash came up. And I was like, yeah, I used to play a lot of squash, and I love squash. He's like, oh, you want to go play with me tomorrow? And I'm like, all right. You know, I haven't played a little bit, but let's go. Let's go play some squash. So anyways, I go play squash with this guy. You know, we just warming up, and he's like, all right, let's play. Holy shit. This guy, 70 years old, he's not even like in great shape. Dude just stood in the middle of the court, and he had me running, smashing into walls. I mean, I was all over myself. This guy was a stud. And he just like, I mean, it wasn't even like exercise. He was just in the middle of the court like, just dropping them in the corners, and I'm like running my ass off all over the place.
Yep.
Love it. It's a great workout. But anyway, Josh was like, you could just tell how good, you know, how accomplished he is at it as a racket sport guy. I will tell you the competitive side of it. The one game I was paired against my kid, against my son at ICA, you know, we were about to lose, and I figured decided, all right, it's time to drill him. So talk about the competitive nature, I drilled him right in the friggin' gut.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know. But yeah, it was but it was a lot of fun, man. The even though the location, I know Amar was pretty excited, like, since he organized it, it's the Cuba Cup, as it's called there. And I know it went well, and
shout out to Amar. Yep, he does a great job, and you know, did it on Josephine's birthday, so a special shout
that's
out
right yeah
he, sacrificed.
Yeah. So, and I got paired with her one time, and we won against, I forget who we, you know, Jeff Garbutt and somebody, who else did we play? I forget, but.
Well, Josephine got second in her intermediate.
She just handled her business, you know? So shout out to Josephine, Amar, and the whole thing was really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Highlight for sure.
Looking forward to, you know, we did the roast to Braden, that went well. And, you know, it's looking forward to next year. It's going to be good. And we're going to continue doing what we're doing. And most importantly, I think, you know, it's not only supports the ICA, but furthers the whole mission. And, you know, they continue to do great work. And this is just part of them just continuing to level up with the stuff that they're doing. So all good. So, all right, well, let's keep it moving, because we're not even like, I think I just introduced Drew so far. So let me keep going around the horn. Below Drew, we got Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. DNX, It's Dark, Hell Is Hot, and X Gonna Give It To You. What's up, bruh?
What's up, bruh? Good to be here. I was hoping I would have one of my new jackets that I could wear for this Sherpa, but no jackets yet. They haven't arrived.
Yeah, dude, I was telling Drew, man. So Josh, you know, in the way that he does, you know, getting into anything, collecting things that are, you know, almost domain-like, right? And it's now ski jackets. It's Supreme.
Almost domain-like.
Not necessarily ski jackets, just any rare jacket,
basically. Rare.
But I'm focusing at the moment on North Face collaborations, and they're super, super fucking cool. So
interesting.
You know, you're going to need to do a site called Rackets and Jackets. You know what I'm saying? Because that's kind of your jam, you know, racket sports and jackets, man. You know what I'm saying? So
dude, you've got to have things to do when you're not making sales.
Yeah, you know what you don't have? You don't have the Hulkin, the Supreme Hulkin.
Oh, dude, that's sick. I've seen that. I've seen everything Supreme.
This is the hot shit, man. It's the hottest thing in the world right now.
Bro.
The owners, first off, I got Hulkin.com for them. And the founder is actually a really good friend of ours that lives here in Lisbon, even though it's a New York company. But it's the Supreme collaboration. I think it's the only collab they did.
No, Supreme do a lot. Collaboration with who? Supreme collab with who?
With Hulkin.
With Hulkin, oh yeah.
The Hulkin bags.
That's sick.
Every vegan yoga Pilates girl in New York has got one, man. That's how you lug your shit around New York now. Gotta be a Hulkin.
Yep. So you don't have any of the jackets in the closet behind you, Josh? Is that what you're saying? They're not there yet?
I do have one downstairs in the main house, and it's pretty sick, but I gotta bring them all up here. They're all gonna be stored in that closet there. That's the new jacket closet.
Why don't you like hang them on the wall or?
You know, because I don't know, I might sell them one day.
Mm. Maybe someday, you know what I'm saying? That's it. Just rackets and jackets. I dig it. You know, it's good stuff. The ones you showed me are super sick. The daytime, nighttime joints? What was the
The day summit and night summit, those jackets are so
sick. Fire, dude. They really are. So
I recently decided that everything I collect, the only thing I collect to later resell
is domains.
Domains. Yeah. Everything else, if I'm going to collect it, it's for consumption, meaning I'm going to wear it, I'm going to drive it, I'm going to, you know, whatever. I'm going to
wear it.
Yeah.
Like watches, right? You big into
the watch. I buy a watch, I'm wearing the watch. I'm not sticking it in the safe, you know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Someone I knew got a nice sick watch recently, but I won't say who.
No doubt. Let's go. But yeah, man, you know, well, it's funny. My kids, one of my younger son, he's a collector, right? So he collects cards and different shit that he buys. And he's like, oh, this is worth this. And, you know, I'm like, are you ever going to sell it? He's like, I don't know. You know, like he tries to justify like buying some of this stuff because of the resale value. But then I'm like, why don't you sell something to sort of prove the thesis, prove that it works and that you can do it? And he's like, we'll see. You know,
I'm going to test this philosophy very soon because I just, my late grandfather passed away a long time ago. My parents just told me they have to get rid of some storage and they have a stamp collection. My grandfather collected stamps for, you know, 55 years. He has albums upon albums of, you know, you name it, and, you know, meticulously kept. And, you know, I found one guy who's allegedly the expert who can appraise this stuff. And I don't, you know, I guess you got to trust somebody, right? And I have no idea on the theory, if anybody had something worth something a lot, it would be in there. It would be him. But like, I have no idea these things worth anything, nothing. Like, we're about to find out.
You see the one with the biplane upside down? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the hot shit, right?
We're about to find out. I mean, if there's any value in there.
Let's go. Hey, man. So, collectors, you know, we collect. That's what we do.
Didn't you used to own collectors.com, Drew?
I owned collectibles.com.
Collectibles.com. So we were at, when we were at dinner, Rob from Snacks, that he had someone come in and he was like looking for a name in the collectibles space. And I was like, oh man, I think Drew used to own collectibles. And then I went to it and I was like, oh, he sold it.
Cash
and equity. I am investor in that company.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a pretty
good deal. Collectible. It's a good name, good deal. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, let's go. All right. Well, let's keep it moving.
Right? Is that, I forgot. I don't remember the details of that transaction. Do you?
Not a pen, but you know, now I'm going to have to.
I'm pretty sure we got, well, yeah, I know we got.
It was a good deal, though. It was definitely a good deal. I'll pull the details. And
it was like, I don't know, a few million. I can't remember the deal.
Enough to pay for a few Supreme North Face collab jackets. You know what I'm saying?
There's definitely a couple jackets in the deal. I don't remember.
All right. Well, let's keep it moving.
Collectibles.com, by the way, is actually really cool. They have like things so you can like literally just photograph. For example, Andrew, you just photograph like a baseball card or whatever card.
With stamp.
Stamps. I think they do stamps too. You just photograph it and it'll like give you an immediate appraisal. And then you obviously got to send it in for the actual, like, you know, whatever.
It would take me the rest of my life to photograph every one of these fucking stamps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it sounds cool. I mean, I actually know a friend who has Tom Brady rookie cards, a really good buddy of mine. They're worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, his collection of them. And I think he used collectibles.com for the initial appraisal.
Yeah.
Then he got the kind of more formal one. Yeah.
Right now, you need to pull out the Jarrett Stidham card, you know, in advance of this game on AFC Championship coming up, backup quarterback coming in the game and having to play the Pats. It's going to be some heck of a game last night. Did you watch the game last night?
Obviously. Of course.
So shout out to Indiana, man, and Fernando Mendoza, dude. That was just an amazing story, amazing game. I know this is going to make Drew and Josh sort of check out, so we won't get too far into it, but it was,
it was a good game.
Great game, yeah. So I was glad to see Indiana win, and although Carson Beck's from around here, so he's like, he went to high school like 20 minutes away. And
kid was tough, man. He got the living crap kicked out of him over and over last night. So,
ooh, Mendoza?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then that touchdown run that basically, like,
yeah,
you know, iconic.
Till now, he even got up from it, honestly. Good.
Go.
All right.
Yeah. So, last but not least, below me, we got my boy Andrew Miller, AKA Miller Time, AKA Ace Rothstein, AKA post or pre 2023 Bill Belichick. I don't know when's the cutoff. You know what I'm saying? 2024. AKA the Miller Whale, AKA Jack and Jill went up the hill each with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Andrew Dice Clay, hey, how you doing? What's going on, man? I know we're already kind of way.
I'm good. We're there. Let's I'm ready for the domain game, man. We're lucky.
Exactly.
Like, we've done our thing, but good
exactly.
to be here.
Exactly.
New year. Good to have a new year.
Yeah, man. No, all good. All right, let's go into the domain game. Drew, let's start with you, bro. What you got? You got to buy. You got to sell. How you doing?
All right. I didn't talk about splatter.com, right?
No.
All right, we're gonna go with that one. Splatter.
We actually talked about buying it on a show. You bought it somewhat recently. Maybe. Got it recently.
Yeah, I don't think we bought it that long ago.
Yeah, all right. Remember.
We sold it. And I think I knew we sold it, but this is
Bro, you sold that name? You sold that shit? Damn. It's crazy.
So what's this? A sale of splatter?
The sale splatter. Of splatter.
Splatter. Like pink sale. Splatter. Sale.
I'm trying to remember what we pay. I should know the inventory a little bit better, but that's where I don't need you yelling at me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what we paid for. I know
I'm going to refrain from commenting.
What's the matter what you paid for it?
Because I feel like
sure, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
information.
No, I know you're right. Fair enough. Well, I don't know. I don't know what we sold it for. So,
he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know up, down, left, right.
This is why, like, when he names, like, you know, it's like, oh, I probably should know. But anyway, here we go. We'll spin the phones and see where we're at. All right, what do we got?
Hold on. I can't see anything. Hold on.
All right. Okay. Josh is at 75,000. I'm at 80,000. Yeah. And Miller is at 228,000.
JT, I think you got this, bro.
It's Miller time, baby.
Oh, dope. I mean, I'm bummed about the point, but I'll take the motherfucking cash.
Hey, this is a family show.
I'm sorry. I'll take the motherfucking money.
So the sale price was 250.
Damn, dude.
Watch that. Are you kidding?
49 to be exact. Actually, I think it was $249,895.
Oh. Hey, that's why we bring in the big bucks, buddy.
Some guys just get old and
75 grand. Come on.
I know. You're right. I actually was going to go 100. I still would have lost, but
I was going 370 at one point. I lowered it.
That shit's great.
I lowered it for competitive purposes only.
You remember here? I can pull up what we bought it for. That's awesome.
But I was happy.
Yeah, you were happy. That's an insane sale for that name.
I don't know about insane.
I don't know about it, that.
It's funny because I'll sell shit for hundreds of grand, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I think of the deep, like Tabula, Splatter, things like this. And I'm like, that seems right to me. Fucking garbage for like, I bought this shit for 20 grand. And I'm like, that's like a hand wrench. And you're like, no, watch. But I don't hear you coming on saying, oh, I just sold it for 250.
I was kind of thinking 350 450 initially.
Josh had a killer sale on like two shows ago.
I fucking love it. I love it.
You guys are funny, man.
Drew, all right. So we bought Splatter on May 24th of 2024.
Yep.
Oh, I'll be on that show.
All right. Yep. And we bought it for 17 grand.
Yeah. Boom.
So that's almost a 20X.
Yeah.
15X.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, not about a year and a half.
15X in 18 months.
I still think it could have been more. I mean, like, I would have taken it all day. Don't get me wrong. But I was originally going to guess 350, 375.
Let's see what it is. I doubt they even have anything.
Ladder.com has been mentioned on Domain Sherpa, specifically in an episode where the hosts discuss a handicap on various names. In that show, the Sherpas talk about domains, including Splatter.com, along with others like ReproductiveHealth.com and WellSaid.io. So, yeah, it was talked about in the show.
Yeah.
Where are you seeing that?
ChatGPT knows
everything. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, all right. No, I mean, it's not, what is Splatter.com? Does it resonate yet? Did it go anywhere?
No.
Splatter.com.
It's currently still showing the Afternic page.
Right. Gotcha.
But, so ChatGPT, yeah, right, because it crawls all the shows and we have all the text too. So that's interesting.
Drew, was that just an Afternic bin?
Hit the bin.
Yeah, so just boom, hit the bin. That's what it is, man. Let's go. Solid sale. Nice work, Drew. Nice work, man. I'm feeling, and I get to benefit from that, so much appreciated.
Yo, your transition's so smooth, we're going to call you Tranny.
Dude. What? Dude, now you're making references, like, you know what I'm saying? That's messed up. First of all, it's offensive. Second of all, it's even more offensive.
This is the guy who just said it was a family show 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's a family
show. Swear. This guy's dropping F-bombs.
Sometimes old habits die hard, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, all right, congratulations to Drew for the sale, to Miller for the point. We keep it moving with the domain game. Let's move on. Josh, what do you got?
I love it. I can wrap it up before I even go.
You could. If you hit this, then you're good, man. So you got one more to get.
Send me one of those ICA shirts. Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, sick. I just got the notification that our ICANN credit is approved for DNA.
Nice. Let's go. Yes.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, we're going to get a little.
Look at this. Live on Sherpa.
That's it. We now in the registrar business, baby.
Is a registrar coming to a neighborhood near you?
Yeah, we in the registrar business now, baby.
We in the registrar business now, boy.
DNX.
At some point, yep.
Our renewal prices just went down.
Actually, that's amazing. I mean,
yeah, nice work, Josh.
It's actually quite big news.
That's
very, very cool. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Cool.
Today you get to work.
You go right to work. Yeah. That's just the approval phase.
It's like when you raise the venture buddy and you're like, all right, it's in the bank. Now what? Now the fun starts.
Yeah. Exactly. Now the real work begins. All right. What you got?
I got a cool buy recently that I liked. I think I told JT, but yeah, whatever. I bought crossmarket.com the other day.
Nope. Yeah, you didn't tell me what you paid for this.
No.
Cross Market, like CROSS Market?
Yeah.
Cross Market.
Yeah.
Is that because I beat you out on crosses.com?
No. Yeah, that's funny. I actually have more like the predictions market in mind, like that kind of
Okay. Cross market. Yeah.
Cross market.
Yeah.
Cross market. Get all your cross dressing needs fulfilled at crossmarket.com.
Or bet across the market on various different things. Like that's my
so
that's
cross market. Cross market. That's the domain.
Yeah.
Crossmarket.com.
All right. This is a buy, right?
A buy.
All right. Let's go flip it. All right. Oh, I'm higher than. Okay. So Drew is at $639. Miller is $1,876. I'm at $6,000.
JT wins. It was five, maybe.
What did I just get done saying? This dude will come on.
Yeah, but you just it's dude.
I bought this hand-bred thing for $6,000.
It's every single show. You need to clean it up. It was no, dude. JT was 6,000 exactly. You got it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. So nice. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a solid name. I know Josh is down to pay for names.
Now, I feel like you. There's 100 ways to get the same degree of brand. Like 100 ways to say it. You know what I mean? Not with the same words, obviously, but like in the same bucket of branding. Why pay $6,000 to get that one? Just because that one came for auction or what happened? Was that a...
No.
You had a bid on someone? A DNX bid?
No. None of the above.
Did you go chasing that name?
Yeah. I went after that name specifically just based on stuff that I'd read and some companies that I saw out there.
Okay.
One business using the .ai. It's been continuously registered since like I think the early 90s. Hard one, okay. I guess. Was previously developed. Yeah, there's quite a few companies out there. There's also just plenty of usage outside of just branding, just like cross market analysis.
Yeah,
is a big thing. So. Yeah, and then like with the predictions market, I do want to get some more exposure to like market type names because I don't think predictions is necessarily a very cool word to be like using. It's hard to kind of take advantage of that market, but I do think that the more of like the Kalshis and stuff are going to start popping up. Mm-hmm. And I think that keyword market, particularly ones that kind of make sense like this, because essentially what you're doing in the predictions market is you're betting on everything, all the like across various markets. You're betting on everything. So I think a name like this works well, just for multiple different things, and that's why I like it. So I don't mind paying $5,000-$6,000 for a name, you know, registered in, I don't know, 50 TLDs. None of them are for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just like it's right in line. Like if it was to go to auction, it would. Go for maybe slightly less, but if, you know, whether I pay three or four or six or five for that type of name, ultimately it's the same because, you know, I want to get 50 or 60 or 70. So, yeah.
Yeah. Just be careful because you say that across 100 names and suddenly that's an extra 100, 150 grand that you've laid out that could be going to, you know, 10, 20, 50 other names.
That is true.
I only say that because I've done this myself. I used to think exactly the same. Oh, what's an extra 50 grand? What's an extra $5,000? What's an extra grand on this? Blah, 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 blah. But it adds up.
I think that you should be more willing, like, and I'm not saying crossmarket.com fits into this category because it doesn't, but I think that you should be willing to take that approach on names that are harder to acquire. So, like, on that like A and maybe even B like tier name, you know, where you only really want to spend 50, but you can get it for 65 or 70. I think you've just got to bite the bullet and pay a little bit more than what others are willing to pay, because in the long run, it just simply, it pays off, right? Because those are the names.
I think that guy, personally, I've been doing that my whole life, right? I mean, I think that goes all the way up the food chain to...
Right, exactly.
I mean, I paid $4 million for software.com and phone.com, right? Like, you know, or, you know, seven figures for candy recently, right? So you kind of like, you know, I feel like that if you have something, you know, you know, sometimes you got to pay up for the best stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Right? The more premium the asset, the more sense it makes to overpay for it, right?
No question.
And I totally agree with that. And obviously, like Drew, you do this, you do that great. You know, Andrew Mill, you do that great as well. Like a lot of the best, like domain investors and buyers do that. And I think that one person that I feel has done that really, really well recently is Andy. You know, he just really started overpaying what we would consider overpaying, maybe, but it was like the absolute best of the best names. And
I would say Andy and James both.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Brain well said.
That approach more recently a little bit as well. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah. And we talked about that plenty on the show too. You know, it's like, and that's what it takes, you know.
And at the end of the day, my best domains that I've ever acquired and the ones that have ultimately made me the most money over the years were me overpaying in the market at that time.
Yeah.
Boom.
We're paying
in the cross market.
At that time being keyword, right?
I mean, I'm going to try to go the entire year on Domain Sherpa doing buys that I think that Drew is going to fucking put like $100 on. I'm literally going to, like, it's getting good now because we've done like four in a row.
Oh man, it is. It's like a running thing now. So
it's only because I love you. You know what I'm saying? I want to see you lose all your money.
I actually just love it. I actually just love it even more.
But I also look, you know, you obviously put some thought. It wasn't just a win. You put some thought into it. You looked into it. You know, you saw there was a .ai. You know, it sounds to me like it was a educated up pick.
Yeah.
Pay up. Educated pay up.
Also,
so I wanted to pay up for hotel rooms. I do that too. Oh, another $1,000 a night. Who cares? It's a better place. That deleted. Those don't come back.
Yeah,
the money doesn't come back.
Yeah.
I have talked about this before. Is like there's a little bit of the easy come, easy go thing as well. Like when you're making a lot of sales, it's easier to just, you know, $5,000.
100%.
100%. Of course.
So,
all right. Well, good stuff, man. All right. So on to the next. Miller, what do you got? You got a buy or a sell?
I have a sell that I may not be able to use, so I have a backup. I hope I can use it because there's a reason, a follow-up point to it that I'd like to use it that I think would be worthwhile.
Okay,
but so. I may, you know, it may disqualify. It won't affect Josh. It may disqualify you guys, and if it does, let me know. But there's a specific reason I'm picking it. So that is a very recent sale at Carbs, CARBS.com.
Okay. It doesn't push, like, I don't know anything about it, so.
I mean, I only know,
You sure I didn't send you an email, Drew, about it? Yeah, whatever. It is what it is.
Well, I only knew you had told me that there was a stalking horse bid. So I know what that stalking horse bid was, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like Drew's disqualified, if you ask me.
But probably I'm disqualified.
I kind of wanted to do it because I think there's a cool, interesting point to it quickly for people. But I mean, I could also just scrap it and do a plan B. Whatever you want.
I mean, whatever.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm down. So Josh and I head to head to see if I get the point, I get the win. If I don't, then Drew's got to do a tiebreaker between the three of us.
Or I can do my other tiebreaker as well. Oh, between the three of us. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's really what happens. If Josh gets the point, then Drew's got to put another name up. I get the point, I win. Hey, whatever. Works for me. Carbs.com. You sold it?
Yes.
Harbors?
No. C-A-R-B-S. Carbohydrates. Carbs.
Nice.
I have no idea.
Joel, am I guessing or no?
You can guess, but if you get the point, I don't know. Let's just see where it goes. Let's just do this. We'll figure it out. Carbs.com. So torn here. All right. Ready?
Three. I need my glasses, unless you can read these to me. Go ahead.
I'll read them. Go ahead. Flip it. What? Go ahead, Josh. All right. So we're all over the place. Drew, did you mean to be at 8,000?
G.
Did you mean to be $8,000? Really? $8,000 for Drew. Josh is 7,000 or 785,000.
Andrew's like, I regret doing this. Can we move on?
I'm at 550,000.
Well, let me start with this. Q clearly was influenced by knowing the Stalking Horse bid. That's for sure. You guys are.
This is a name that you sold.
A name that I've been a owner of a long time. Yes, through a company. Yes, a long time.
Oh, okay. 20
plus
years. I thought it was a name that you'd been brokering and sold.
No, I don't bring up broker names on the domain game ever.
All right, so what was the price?
Well, you know, we're going to disqualify it, and I could throw in my other name quickly, but the price was $7,500. And, you know, there were multiple people who had a chance to beat that stock. That was a Stalking Horse offer. And
I'll tell you what, I'm very disappointed in Shane, because Shane said
he had a chance.
He wanted to participate. And the only reason I didn't participate is because I said, I'm going to let Shane have it. Because Shane had a good idea for it. He even had like
In fairness, I love Shane. And I sent them two emails to give him a chance. Said, hey, I'm about to do this. So the reason I wanted to bring it up was because we all know there's really two markets in this industry, right? There's where liquidity lives, which are investors. And there is everything else, which is the end user. And there's a big chasm in between, right? You can't suddenly like find it, you know, if nobody's willing to, if your end user price is 850 and your investor price is 20 grand, lowering it from 850 to 350 isn't going to do anything, right? You're still waiting for that end user because it's not going to move investors. And this was a case, as I think I mentioned once before, we had a company that owned a ton of the major domain names for 20 something years. It was a holding company. There were two assets left, our equity in Mike Mann's phone and phone.com and carbs.com. Phone.com was an operating business that got acquired on December 28th. Nice outcome for everybody. And we got our money for the shares. And we made a decision that if it happened before year end, we would just get rid of carbs in one day so we could close down this company in 2025, initial final K-1s. So I went to a handful of investors and said, Stalking Horse is $7,500. You got it till Monday to make a decision. And nobody got it but the Stalking Horse buyer. So, went to a bunch of people. So, I will tell you the person who bought it also sold the Singular. As a broker. So,
I think I was in the same boat as Josh, where I just assumed you were selling this on behalf of a client and that, you know.
To be clear,
when I say about excuses.
Just to be clear, I don't, you know, on domain game, I only do
names. Man, Drew's going to win the domain game for the first time in 8 years. And he's like, fucking shit.
Well, that's the reality.
That's the forehand, son. That's the forehand with spin.
Yeah, that was definitely inside info. But I thought it was a good one to bring up for that liquidity purpose. Sometimes you got to, sometimes.
It is good to bring it up because it does highlight the just how strong the crack is that everybody's smoking on X. Like, everybody loves to sit around and have a circle jerk about, I just bought this domain and it's worth $1 billion and I got this and I da 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 da. And the truth is that domain names are and continue to be one of the most illiquid asset classes on planet Earth today. The arbitrage opportunity is literally why we all make good money. Okay. But that arbitrage opportunity exists because there is no liquidity. So we can all sit around and say, we bought this domain. We think it's worth X. Josh pays $6,000 for some hand reg. And he's like, I'm going to get $50,000 for it. And that's a hell of a pipe dream. It really is. Until it becomes real. But I'll tell you what, in the moment when you say, I need to sell this domain, like, he just got $7,500.
You know what? I'm gonna put this in a different light for everyone. So the real Jews,
when you need to sell, you should expect
and this is what's actually going on, 5%
of the actual whatever you think your value is. You should expect 1 to 5% if you need to sell, and especially if you need to sell in a short period of time. That's the name of the game here.
That's true, and it's evidence in today's show. With like sometimes an inferior name can sell for $250,000, like splatter.com, and then carbs.com, And then carbs.com that's registered more TLDs, probably has way better usage, can sell
for traffic too.
8,000. Got traffic too.
How do we let that go? How do we not buy that?
I literally felt bad for Shane. I was actually like, oh shit, I actually have a few ideas. I'd love to buy that domain. Shane had this idea. Didn't we talk about it on the show?
We did.
And then Shane was like, I have this idea. Like, I think you even put it out there, like, if anybody wants this, like,
yes.
Did he know that it was on the market? People are so stupid,
they'd rather overpay $6,000 for some hand wrench than pay $8,500 and get carbs.com.
And by the way, I think it also shows, though, like, opportunity, there's still opportunity, right? So
business with so much chaos.
Let me get this one point in about carbs. So, look, first of all, the only domains I do on the domain game or on Sherpa are domains that I personally own. They're sold. So I don't do broker. I don't bring brokerage deals to domain game. Okay. I would not broker carbs for $7,500. Okay. This was a scenario, though, where opportunity sometimes arises. Look, we had a group of shareholders. Some of them are very well-known domainers. Everybody, there was a majority vote of people that said, it's time to wrap this company up. We have a window to do it and get final K-1s after 20-something years. So, yeah, you know, the liquidity is with investors. So I sent it to the investors. And only one investor stepped up, okay? And I sent it to more than 10. I would have personally bought it more than he paid for it, except that I couldn't buy it. I felt like I needed to be arm's length completely. As the manager of the LLC selling it, I certainly didn't want to buy it and benefit from it, right? That would not have been cool. So yeah. I disqualified myself from it. And at the end of the day, you know.
Handled it exactly the way you should have handled it.
But, and you know, we didn't need to sell, but we wanted to sell because liquidity meant more than anything. And, you know, we had 2 days to do it. And that was an opportunity for a buyer.
And at the end of the day, it's even less about liquidity than it is about just getting it off the balance sheet so you can shut down the entity.
Yeah. Of course.
That was really the value here.
But in fairness, right? Some of the better investors out there saw it. I put it on a Sherpa, as you said, a month before talking about it, and nobody stepped up except for this buyer.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting.
I 100% would have bought for more money. I literally just let it go because I thought Shane was going to do it. It seemed like Shane was going
to
do it.
Yeah, just to cover my ass here, you were shown it and you didn't take it off.
No, I was shown it. I was shown it 100%.
I don't want to be like a sandbag just and didn't take the best offer. I took the best offer.
In hindsight, I would have paid more. I expressed interest when you brought it up the first time. But then Shane said he wanted it. And I was like, all right.
He had a whole idea. Shane talked about how I forget what it was, but how carbs are coming back now.
Everybody needs these little carb pouches, you know, when they're doing extreme running.
All right. So, Miller, so does that round count? Or are you going to put out your other name now?
I'm not the MC here.
If it counts, then Josh has to throw up a name for the tiebreak.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll do a buy, dude.
Let's go.
Save mine for the next one. Mine's a cool one, but I'll save it for the next one.
All right, Josh, let's do it.
All right, let me just find one real quick.
Hell yeah! Yo, today's show is popping, man. I'm feeling today. I like this a lot.
We could be breaking over under records on recording time, though.
Well, we'll go quick through the name jet list.
I don't know if we've ever had a spread as big as my bid of 8,000 and Josh's bid of
knew what it was. I feel like that's so crazy. Yeah,
I wasn't listening to the context.
What it's worth, we did talk about it on the show, so we were on the show to hear about it. But you know, I still thought
I wasn't on that show. Just for what it's worth, I had no idea that Cubs was even on.
Shane was on that show.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it was. I think it was Amar and Shane.
Yeah.
Right. No, were you not on the show, Drew? Was that the one you weren't on recently?
I was on it.
It was Shane. It was me, you, Shane, and JT.
That's what I was gonna say. It wasn't Amar.
Heavenly.org.
Heavenly.
Heavenly.org.
What a banger. Paid up for that, let me tell you.
You bought it? this is a buy?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Heavenly.org.
Heavenly.org.
Heavenly, like heaven? Heavenly?
Heavenly.
Yeah, what else is heavenly? What
I couldn't
else
hear. I broke up.
It's like, now it doesn't pass the fucking radio test, huh?
Must be the accent.
Heavenly.org. All right.
Well, it's certainly got to be more than crossmarket.com.
Surely.
I'm going less than that. But
whatever. All right, I'm ready.
Heavenly.org. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, Drew. Oh, fuck. I'm so boxed in. This sucks. All right. Drew's at $3,369. I'm at $3,500. And Miller's at $3,925.
Cool. Yeah. I got the under.
You talk about this is like the tightest collection of it's probably been.
I think,
you went from the furthest spread to probably the tightest.
Yeah. It was $5,000.
Oh, Miller gets the win. Oh,
me that
man. I was going to say four.
Yo.
Ah.
I just want to sell you my whole portfolio with the type of prices that you pay.
Oh.
Can I sell you the bottom 80% of my portfolio?
Oh man.
I looked
man,
at
Miller, like, man, with man, the win, dude. I was gonna put four, dude. I was in between 3,000, 4,000. I'm like, nah, you know, I'll just do 3,500. And then I kind of thought Josh was gonna bring in a lower number to try to go against like kind of what
I don't think cemeteries pay big prices for domain names, man.
Okay, heavenly.org.
I like that name a lot.
Yeah, I think it too. Man.
Just for personal reasons more than anything.
Yeah. All right.
That's fair.
Okay.
And I think it fits perfectly with the .org extension as well.
Yeah, I like it. That's a good name.
Compare it to religion.org that I bought for $5,000, yeah, I agree. It's a great buy.
You bought religion.org for $5,000?
I sure did.
I mean, it's not great.
How long ago?
3 years ago, 4 years ago.
You think religion.org or heavenly.org is more likely to be used for a brand?
Well, religion isn't going to be a brand.
Oh, I mean, listen, brands are the ones that pay up for domain names. That don't try and like change the narrative of domaining here.
It's a barbell, right? Because actually, the biggest domain sales ever in history are all generic.
I talked about that the other day.
Cars.com, number one. Booking.com, number two. Vacation rentals is up there. Carinsurance.com is up there. These are all 8-9-figure transactions. And then
I would argue home obviously. 8-figure chat. I mean, I would argue chat, even though chat was both, right? It was an exact match, but it was also a category.
Yeah, so. It really sold though because of the brand.
I guess.
It's kind of like middle ground. But yeah, I mean, look, so I would say that brands more consistently sell for seven, you know, for like good prices, let's just say that.
Exactly.
But actually, the top of the pyramid is really, truly.
Exactly.
Category.
100%. We had a dinner in Vegas when we were at Chin Chin, actually, and I was talking about exactly that with Rob from Snagged. Exactly that like. These exactmatch.coms don't get a lot of love, but when they do get love, they go for big prices.
Yeah, except their cap. There's a ceiling.
I think there's less of a ceiling on them than the brand.
God, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think every
price and the value are generally tighter because it's category. Justifiable. It's not arbitrary.
I mean, yeah, you think home.com was capped?
No, home.com, there's no cap on that value.
I'm saying a brand is capped.
Who is the buyer?
A brand is capped.
Yeah, that's meaning, what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we're agreeing. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, because look, at some point, right, you know, I do this all day, right? You bump into someone's like, well, I'll just live with my second word, or I'll live with my secondary TLD, or if I'm looking for a new brand, I'll freaking, you know, how many times? Yeah, well, you want $3.5 million? Well, my plan B is $110,000. I'll just go with that and save $2-3 million. And, you know, obviously you have your, you know, there are those buyers who have, you know, unlimited funds and, you know, but the VC-backed companies and stuff, at some point, you know, It's a rare buyer who has unlimited funds. They cap out or they have a, there's always a plan B, but you know, if you want the cat, there's only one category name. You got to know what you want to do with it. But if you know what you want to do with it, I mean, there's only one, right? To define the multi-hundred billion dollar, trillion dollar category. So if you know how you, why you want it and what you're going to do with it, then you can, in theory, rationalize paying, you know, I mean, 30 million for voice or, you know, I mean, we can get up there, right? And figure out what the, you know, you're not going to see very many brands in the, you know, upper seven to eight figures. But they're more liquid and they're certainly.
I would argue that it's even more prevalent in dot, particularly in a .org extension, right? Is that, it, you know, the most valuable .orgs are the exact match type names.
Yes. No question. Heavenly's definitely worth more than religion.
What?
Not worth more, but I think it's more liquid. I think there's a better chance somebody already has or wants to call their nonprofit Heavenly. Then they would want to call it religion.
Right.
But look, I'm working on Christmas.com, right? Like the Joel Osteens of the world, right? You know, the big, you know, the religious organizations that are really for profit and behind the scenes, however they want to position themselves. Okay. You know, like religion.org is amazing. Can you imagine like being one of those network shows on a Sunday morning with billions of people following them and donating to them and being religion.org.
I think that would be amazing. I think I might have one of the best .org portfolios out there, by the way.
Yeah, you have some sick.
Probably better than Drew's.
Ooh. Drew, like one of those guys with
him. You had to do that though, huh?
What are you trying to say?
I think I have a better .org portfolio than you.
I think religion.org could, like, again, like the right religious show on TV, the Joel Osteen type show, could pay, like, imagine if they used that on their TV. Because they're portraying themselves as a...
Last time I checked, religion was a big deal in the world. You know what I mean? Like, we still kill a lot of people with religion every day.
But it's also, you know, a huge category of, you know, nonprofits. There's a handful of these massive organizations that are technically nonprofits that are, you know, disguising themselves a little bit as nonprofits, but they're, you know, they're on TV raising money in the billions and trillions, right? And, you know, I'm not so sure where all that, you know, who knows, you know.
Yeah.
It's a blurry line. .org is an amazing, religion.org, it's like, that's the category for what they do. Like, you know, it's one of them. And they, you know, to put that on television all day to raise money, forget about it.
Yeah,
I'd find one of them.
Yeah, one of my good exact match ones that gets interest is sponsor.org, and that's like a similar type of thing.
Similar. You just got this fundraising machine on the religious side, right? On, you know, Sunday morning television, prime time, you know, they're like, you know, they have these terrible URLs, quite frankly.
They need heavenly.org.
I just sold last week our psychotherapy.org, which I think I bought in a NamesCon auction.
Bro, you're selling a lot of names at the moment from your own portfolio. You're crushing.
Selling a lot of names.
You're not just a good broker, huh?
Oh, man.
Look, you know what I'm saying? It costs money to wear 100% cashmere underwear.
Hey, it feels good.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right. So on that note, end of the domain game. Congratulations to Miller for the big win. Billy, give him some props. Give him some cheers and some claps.
Just give me my shirt, my ICA shirt.
Now it will be here until the next time I see you. You know what I'm saying? I might even throw it in the mail. But all right, big win. Now, with that, let's move on to NameCheck and a Jet, because we've only got, I'd say, about 10, 20 minutes. We got to move through this, but that is where we are at.
For the record, though, I'm just quickly scanning through our dollar portfolio. There's no way you have a better dollar portfolio.
Dude,
I think I do. I think I do. We go to. I want to go heads up against you on that.
Ooh, let's do it, Billy. Do like a give us a little promo, like a little boxing style. Jake Paul versus Tyson, Drew versus Josh versus like USA versus. Actually, I don't know if you'd be.
Can
USA
we do it? Can we do an exclusive Sherpa on it, and then we'll have the audience vote at the end of the Sherpa?
Ooh, I like that. I like it. Let's go.
You know what it is? You know what you do? You do it like what was that Timberland's thing? Versus. You know what I'm saying? So you like. You got rounds, you got to come out.
That was when he was doing his NFT thing. I remember that shit.
No, Versus was actually more than that. Like, they did, that was him and Swizz Beatz.
No, it was like rap battles. And it was like,
It was established rounds. Artists that would each play songs from their catalog, and then they'd bring featured artists in, and they'd basically do like a whole, like, it was basically like a concert that was also kind of a battle of songs with established artists with really great catalogs. And then, all the chatter was like barbershop commentary across, like, in advance of it, after it, who the best is, and Cash Money versus
it was good.
Cash Money versus No Limit. Yeah. You had like all these, and then it was all the hypothetical matchups, and you had some really, really cool stuff. There were some really good ones too. So so we'll do a little versus Josh versus Drew, the .org portfolio. Oh,
we gotta do it.
Oh, let's go. That'll be a lot of fun. We're gonna make that happen. Billy, let's figure it out. Let's get it cracking, and let's make it happen. So, all right, now, name Jake and a Jet.
Just for what it's worth, we gotta do it in .org, because if we did it in .com, I would look like a piece of shit. So,
it's all good, man. It's all good. I'm excited for this. It's gonna be good. Because Drew is so like funny how he's like extra competitive with Josh. It's like he feels threatened, I think, a little bit.
What are you talking about? I'm not extra competitive with Josh. I'm just extra competitive, period.
Yeah. Fair enough. It's funny. We opened the show talking about that, about our competitiveness across the different things that we get into. And then it's like, it definitely shows itself. Just like when I just barely lost the domain game, how I felt like I was like $500 and I almost had a $4,000 guess. And that would have made me the winner, which would have meant really nothing in the long run, but it meant so much in the moment. all right. So now, sponsored by NameJet, we review a list of domains heading up the auction. We see what the Sherpa's like, what they don't like. You can also go to the show and the show notes, download the Excel spreadsheet that has a whole bunch of information on the names and an Estabot appraisal, some other data. Take the Estabot appraisal, obviously, with a grain of salt. Links. Order by date, minimum bid, how many back orders, age of the domain, all that good stuff. So we got a pretty healthy list. There's four names on here that I included at the end that I think is just sort of as a cluster, because they're all obviously expired out of the same portfolio, that I think they're interesting. Just kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit, but anybody can bring those up as they go. Otherwise, I'll mention them before we close. But we got a bunch of names on the list. Josh, we'll start with you. Drew started the domain game. We go in order. This is how we roll. And what's good, man? What do you like?
I guess the obvious one is brig.com. I have a feeling that Drew's gonna like that name. Right? I feel like he likes kind of like sea stuff, ship stuff. So like that one, and it's a good brand.
Brig, yeah, but Brig is like the prison, dog.
Yeah, but it's still got some good usage. It's taken in a bunch of TLDs, companies out there called Brig. Across various verticals. So I like that name. My favorite name is actually myattorney.com. That name is a banger.
All right.
I sold miabogado.com, which is my lawyer in Spanish. That was a while ago as well, when I was just a young buck in this space, and it was a decent sized sale. I would more today, I think. Star Command. What? That's a great name, right? Star Command. I'm thinking like Buzz Lightyear immediately.
Hell yeah, Star Command.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To infinity and beyond, man. Well, maybe that's the name of the show today, To Infinity and Beyond. I like that. Star Command, that's the jam.
Yeah, that's like kind of sick. I feel like it resonates well with me particularly, just because like I grew up watching Toy Story. But yeah, that's a cool name.
We had a black and white television.
I remember when we got
I was gonna say we and then I was like, fuck, I'll change this to I real quick.
Oh man, dude, he's got hair. The young guy is like, you know, gonna take.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll just say this as well. The solar names I really like, but honestly, if I was to get one of them, I would want to get all of them. So,
all right. So let's dive into that. So, okay. So you mentioned a handful of names. Let's save the rest as we cycle around. But but that's the group of names. There are four solar names that are all expiring, and I'm curious to see if they end up getting renewed. But you know, it's Southern Solar, Western Solar, Eastern Solar, Northern Solar, and if you had
you
to pick
know
one,
somebody put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into trying to put together that package.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I mean. And then they all expired on the same day. So they were all probably, I mean, but they're 26 years old, so they've either had them forever or they acquired them all at the same time. But these have been, you know, so they've obviously, these names have been together. The fact that they all expired on the same date tells me that, you know, they've been, you know.
From day one,
yeah. Literally since day one.
They could have
been registered together, huh?
Yeah, they could have been hand registered.
Oh, you're probably right. Yeah.
For sure they were.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, which actually then ties to another name on the list, which is bettertogether.org. But and to your point, Josh, if you want one, you kind of got to get them all. Otherwise, is there one compass direction that is better than others out of all
these? Yeah, I would say, I don't know, man. I'd say the worst one is Easton, and then the other three are good.
Okay, that's interesting.
Why is Easton?
Hey, sorry, gosh. What is Easton? Well, Miller and Rosa, just like, what the fuck?
Well, let's go next. So, Miller, you're next.
No, I'm just asking because, like, I would think, okay, for me, if we're talking about solar, then Northern Solar is the worst one because you have the least amount of sun.
Oh, interesting. Well, and the sun rises in the east, it sets in the west. So Eastern,
yeah, I would like, to me, it's like east and west is not only, that's where the money is, number one, is in the east and in the west. And, you know, and then south, you got a lot of sun and south, you know, a lot of things are southern this, southern that. So I don't know. To me, northern is clearly the least valuable one.
Interesting. Right, Miller, what do you think? Since it's your turn next with the list anyway, what do you think?
The solars?
Well, the solars and just the list in general. But yeah.
I mean, I'm going to skip my, I don't have a lot of opinion on
Do you mind if I just really quickly say something? Because like me saying Easton was just purely off like gut instinct on like brand usage across those four different like directions. And then I just really quickly like looked on LinkedIn just to get like a gut, like a check on the gut. And like Northern, Western and Southern all have more usage than Eastern.
See, look at that. Always trust your gut. You know
but
what I'm saying?
But is that with solar or just
not with solar just like in general?
So I would generally agree with you if we were, but we're talking about solar.
Yes, but
this is where all you data geeks get it wrong. You know what I'm saying? You got
a lot of money in the east, baby. A lot of money in the east.
That's it. The real money's in the east.
East and the west, I would say.
The data geeks wouldn't have paid much for splatter.com, so you know, you're right.
The money's in the east and the west. All right, you wanted to move to my list here? So we can
let's go. What do you like?
I'm getting hungry. All right. So I like my attorney as well. I always like anything in legal lead gen. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people in and I've done a lot of deals around it. It's legal lead gen is a, you know, massive space. We see it with Morgan and Morgan and their domains on TV. And, you know, it's just a, my attorney's a pretty amazing, you know, billboard. I mean, you see it driving out of Vegas, driving to the Vegas airport. It was like everything was a personal injury attorney.
Yeah,
every sign, every billboard. I think that's an amazing domain. I'm going to save that one just because that was on my list of three. My next one is actually pet safety. So, you know, after I lost my 20-year-old dog and got my new dog, who's now three, I've been a dog owner for a long time. But I had a situation about a year and a ago, you know, where I dropped. I was, you know, eating something without, and I dropped it on the floor, and my dog got it before I could stop him, and it was a raisin, and one raisin, 19-pound dog, maybe 17, and I made a decision about 20 minutes later. I didn't know if he got it, but I couldn't find it. And I made a decision after making a phone call and chat GPTing it that it wasn't worth him dying.
and we should go to the vet and get him induced. And I went to the vet and I got him induced, and the raisin came out, and one raisin can kill an 18-pound dog. One freaking raisin or grape.
Wow. Yep,
it can. I mean, look, I couldn't have lived with myself, so, you know,
I wasn't going to risk it.
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm just shocked that's a risk.
Is it likely one grape or one raisin? No, two or three, absolutely. So I had no idea. I had no idea, and I happened to look it up on ChatGPT and saw how dangerous it was. Well, now I've had like four others. Now I don't give my dog anything without ChatGPTing it. I gave him some green beans the other night, right? Because he was like begging for food. And I'm like, all right, I'll give you some. And, you know, I ChatGPT'd it to make sure they were good, which they are. So to me, I'm blown away with how many things I've learned can kill or be really bad for a dog.
Sure.
Chocolate I knew, but like that I had no idea, right? Like chocolate is what I always kind of knew. And, you know, I think pet safety is an amazing domain name now that I've learned that. Amazing.
Sure.
So,
you said you had one more on your list?
Oh, I mean, kind of like from a brand standpoint, Cloud Gear is pretty cool.
Cloud Gear. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I mean, everything's about the cloud right now, so.
100%. Drew, what about you, man? What do you like? What don't you like?
I mean, I like pet safety. I like my attorney. I like Mediterranean.org. I mean, Mediterranean.org is difficult to spell. It's the only thing about the word Mediterranean. But, you know, in theory, I like it.
I sold you safety.com. I mean, I always thought that was, you know, the category name. I always thought that was one of the best names.
Yeah.
Most under sleeper names ever.
Yeah. I forgot about that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. But like pet safety, you know, to me is just a derivative of that. Targeted to pets. Amazing keyword. Yeah.
How much you sell safety.com for, Drew?
I honestly don't even remember.
I don't remember either. I don't remember what I sold it to you for. I have no recollection. That was also part of the same company that was we sold carbs from.
Yeah.
Way back. It's how long ago?
Way back. That was like, Drew, I don't even know, maybe 15 years ago.
So, Drew, are the solar names interesting to you, and do you try to buy them all?
I have a lot of solar names. I've been real early in the solar game for a long minute. So I'm not real hungry for more solar names, to be honest with you, but it is a unique opportunity with being able to have all four. And it's kind of what Josh said. It's like, I only want one if I can have all four kind of thing.
Yep.
Interesting.
Brady's okay, but it kind of a negative connotation. Bottled water is okay, but you know, I don't love it. Not my favorite list. Probably My Eternity probably is the best domain on here.
Okay. Well, I dig it. And, you know, either way, the feedback is good.
What do you guys think My Eternity goes for on NameJet?
Well, I think it's going to go for more than any of us can imagine. I honestly do.
I agree with you, Josh.
Yeah.
What does that mean? 20 grand?
Yeah, maybe more.
Really? You think it goes that high? I was going to say 10, 12.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, where would you, I'm thinking about it for myself. Like, where would I bid, right?
I'm
like,
a buyer probably in that up to 12, maybe 15 on the right day.
And I'm thinking about, this is one of those names we talked about earlier where it's kind of like, do I pay up a little bit? Like,
yeah, maybe.
Do I go from 12 to 15 to 25? Because, you know, the right buyer of this, man, this is a lucrative lead gen business.
What I would say is, even if you paid 25, okay, this is a name that absolutely could fetch 250. It's not, you know what I mean? You could sell this for 250.
Or you could tie yourself to a lead gen deal that could make you a lot more. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to go.
Also,
unlikely.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, you know, you got to be a lawyer to sell legal leads. So,
look, there's a handful of players, though, right? Who, I mean, Sokolov here in Boston, Morgan & Morgan, I mean, you know, who use these names all day. Then there's this whole next tier, right? You know, your Morgan & Morgan and your Sokolovs, they're like the mega giants. And then you have like, and Sokolovs are my buddies here, right? Then you have the, every billboard outside of Vegas and New Orleans airport. And, you know, no matter where you go, there's like, it's a massive outdoor advertising business too. And like throwing that name on there. Wow.
I think actually a name like this is a very, very rare opportunity. I think that if you pay $25,000 for that name, you've done well, yeah, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, because like Morgan & Morgan is a perfect example. I mean, they use ForThePeople.com, right? And that's like their slogan.
Well, they have a bunch. They have injury, personal injury, I think, or injury law.
No. I know they have plenty of domains, but I'm saying like their main slogan is For The People, right? That's like their
slogan.
And, you know, and it's very for catchy. Like,
and for me, you know what I'm saying? That dude's a G.
He is
the best interview I've seen in the last 12 months.
Patrick bit the beetle.
What's his first name? Wait, John Morgan?
John Morgan.
Morgan being interviewed on, what was it? Was it Patrick Bet David?
I think it was Patrick Bet David, yeah.
It was Patrick Bet David, the Valuetainment interview of John Morgan, which was like maybe a month ago. I couldn't even tell you the last time I watched it, an interview or a podcast twice. I watched this thing twice and I'll probably watch it twice more. He dropped so much knowledge and he's just such a funny dude. I would probably never use his legal services, but he is a funny dude. He is a very funny dude. And he dropped some real wisdom about estate planning, about family planning and just business in general. I like him.
Yeah. Well, and so my point is that For The People is a great slogan. And my attorney is also kind of in that, like, even better, right? It's like, you know, my attorney is just even a established firm because the names, right? Sokolov and like, and, you know, you get into, you know, whatever, you know, obviously long law firm names that have a dozen, you know, that aren't just Morgan & Morgan or something, you know, it's like easy to get to. You can super resonate. Everybody's like my attorney, my lawyer. I mean, that's like, you know, it's a banger. We'll see. So
and by the way, it has legs beyond personal injury.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's, you know, my
attorney. Yeah, you know, we're thinking personal injury because that's where the advertising money is in the lead gen. But I mean, in theory, it could be any attorney. It could be any law firm. It could be any space. It could be corporate. I mean, it runs real estate.
MyLawyer.com was previously built out by a guy called Richard Granite, and it was doing exactly that, lead generation. And he was like an early technology pioneer. Anyway, in 2000, he sold MyLawyer.com to Epoch Software, the British company. It wasn't a publicly disclosed transaction, but, you know, many millions.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
I think my.com is kind of that. It's like that kind of caliber name, right? Obviously,
we're gonna have to cut this segment and talk about how we're gonna acquire it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Anyway, so that's just gonna pop off. We'll see.
We should have a Sherpa, a little mini Sherpa fund where only the contributors to Sherpa can all like throw down and buy a name together. If we got consensus. Instead of competing against each other, just buy it in the Sherpa fund.
Yeah, that would be good.
The Sherpa portfolio.
Yeah.
That portfolio would perform so well.
Why climb the mountain when you can buy it?
Especially when I'm leading the valuations. Right, Drew?
There you go. Josh can lead the purchases.
Josh will burn that money quick.
All right. On that note, good stuff. That's the list. Good, happy bidding, everybody. Remember, this is not financial advice, and you may be bidding against us or some of the Sherpas in the auctions. It's how it goes. But all good and good luck. All right.
You will be betting against.
Yeah, in some of the names.
In sure. This case.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's it. That's the name Jack and a Jet. We've got about 5 more minutes. Real quick around the horn. Miller, I'll start with you. What else you got? Anything else going on with you? What's happening in the new?
I'm hungry. Hold on a second. Getting hungry here for lunch. It's a busy time of the year, obviously, you know, kind of reset, right? January, it's exciting times. And hopefully now it's, for all in on, rekindling conversations, picking up conversations that waited till the holidays and just kind of down and getting down to business. I'm Looking forward to my AFC championship game. We all we need is the new expression here in Boston. So I kind of feel like it translates to the domain space too. We all we got, we all we need.
We're all we got, we're all we need. I get it, man. I like it. All right, well, cool.
I'm good.
So, well, obviously good, not just hanging out with you, but also with Brett. You know, your son at ICA, worth mentioning too. He was part of that Next Gen panel with Larry Fisher's kid and a few of the other, you know, the progeny of a bunch of domain folks. It's sort of the next, you know, the next wave of people in the space and participants. And I thought that that group on stage did a really good job.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool, interesting stuff, man. It's great to see new blood and, you know, really all good.
So. Yeah, they were good, man. I was proud of him. He did, you know, did a good job up there, public speaking, and things. He's better at that than me, honestly. So that was good.
Well, you set the bar low, so it's all good. Just the opposite, man. So for him to be doing well is really a great thing. And he's a cool kid, so it's all good. Yeah, good stuff. All right, continuing around the horn, Drew, on you, man. What else is good? What haven't you already talked about today with your 40,000 words that you've already said?
Nothing. I'm good. I'm good. I, for those of you who saw my, my stock pick immunity bio following on Shane's, stock pick of Bloom Energy, we are up between 20 and 50% every day for the last 10 days.
Dang.
Good thing.
I'm bad if you're in the money. You like money.
I missed that, sadly.
I don't even usually talk about this stuff, but I really like this one because it's actually like it's a feel-good story. You know what I'm saying? If this actually works, if this guy's killer T-cell, you know, booster works, which it seems to work, it's worked across thousands of cases already. You know, this is like addressing 80% of the cancer market worldwide and like, solving real problems, including my own autoimmune diseases. So pretty cool stuff. I hope that it gets expedited through approvals and definitely not financial advice, but I slept on Shane's when he originally gave his case why he likes Bloom Energy. I slept on it, then I ended up buying it but getting it late. And so then I said, all right, I'm going to throw mine out.
I dig it, man. That's good stuff.
If you want to be early on particularly stock picks, Shane is your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shane is. He's always early. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
And if Shane goes in with conviction, just put on a blindfold. Not financial advice.
Just dive in.
Yeah.
Shane's a cool cat.
Big shout out to Shane, man. Big shout out to Shane. Probably, so he'll be on the show next week.
Cool cats too.
What's that?
He probably bought a few cool cats too.
Oh, I didn't. I lost my fucking.
Have you guys seen the video of, I don't remember what his name is, but he's an ex-NFL player and he came, he's in the back of a car and he's like, you know, since I left the league, I don't even watch games. He's like, you know, because basically the NFL is just pure entertainment. And he's like, it's this whole thing about how, you know, the whole game is just controlled and it's pure entertainment and it's not actual real play. And he goes off. And it's like somebody super famous. I can't remember who it is. It was a video I saw this morning. But what he was saying, I was just like, oh, that's rough. And it resonates.
Was it Larry Johnson?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, interesting. I haven't heard of him.
And he's like, you know, when the score is 30-30 and you see like, you know, the Bills like should have, you know, it was like an easy win, but then they, you know, they're getting the wrong calls. And those were obvious calls. And then they're, you know, whatever. They, I don't remember all the details, but it was like, yeah, you're right. That doesn't sound like it's organic.
Never good when a former NFL player is saying that the league is rigged.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, on the back of all this mess, you know what I'm saying? I really have such a distaste for professional sports because of all this mess. I feel like we're at the, you know, that WWF moment of like, it's not real.
The prediction markets and gambling are certainly not a good thing for it. That's for sure.
It's not good for anything. You know what I'm saying?
Legitimizing insider trading in ways that, like, you know.
Totally. Yeah, it's crazy. Dude, it's crazy.
Wild West. Yeah.
I mean, my son was telling the story, you know, he's a Survivor diehard. And he was telling the story that Survivor, the futures on Kalshi for Survivor, who was going to win the other night, you know, Survivor shot almost a year before it airs. So how many producers and, you know, who were part of the cast know who won months before, never mind the contestants. And, like, you don't think they could just go out and say, Grandpa, tell your best buddy neighbor to put a billion dollars.
Just assistants on the set. Back in the day, or not even back in the day, 2 years ago, there wasn't an incentive to spill the beans because nobody, I mean, they care, but it wasn't like, you couldn't make the money. Now you can literally make millions of dollars if you just, like, go in and take advantage of what you know.
I mean, if you've got millions of dollars, you know.
And I don't even know if it's illegal. Flagged. I mean, this is what's crazy. Because these prediction markets are the
wild. Well, it's illegal in the respect that everyone on set has a contract.
Right. No, they're held to a standard. They sign NDAs and all that kind of stuff. So it's not even it's illegal. It's a violation of their contract, right?
Correct.
So, but, you know, insider trading is actually illegal. You can go to, you technically are supposed to go to jail for it, right?
Of course.
Now with the prediction markets,
I worked at Drexel.
Yeah, so is that insider trading?
I mean, it technically should be, but I don't know because those markets are not governed. They're not governed by the SEC.
If you're not in a regulated market.
No, it's not.
It's not, right?
It's inside information, but it's not insider trading. There's no regulation. There's no rules.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. So
really the rule is, I assume.
Yeah,
the Survivor case would be, you know, someone on set tells someone to go bet it. They bet it. They find out that it's a big enough bet that it gets flagged. They figure it out. And, you know, whoever, Sony or whoever owns the rights, right, sues that person for, you know, millions of dollars based on
the contract. Sues them and fires them. That's the risk, right? And it's kind of like the developer that just went on and, you know, on the podcast.
Oh, did the interview about XAI and he just, like, spilled all the beans. Like, but
and
that's
then, like, a day, 2 hours later, he's like, I'm no longer a member of the team, but much love to everyone. It's like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen, dude? You know what I mean? And,
let me tell the whole world our roadmap, but that should be cool.
Yeah, like, no big deal. Hey, I know I'm not supposed to disclose this, but hey, no one's going to hear this anyway, you know? And it's like on a public podcast. But point is that it's Wild Wild West. I don't know what the fucking rules are. And at the end of the day, it's if you know who won the Survivor and there's money to be made, just holler at us. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry, we won't let anybody know it's you that told us. You know what I'm saying? We'll say it was the dude holding the boom mic. We got you. You know what I mean?
You know what? Let's start prediction markets for the domain game. Who won the domain game? You know what I'm saying? We got...
Absolutely. We can get enough people to buy. If we had a big enough
audience, we won't tell anybody until it goes live.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I got a 1 o'clock JT just to.
Oh, yeah, you got to go. Anyway, it's all good. Well, hold on. Josh gets 3 minutes and then we're going to shut down. Josh, what about you, man? I know a lot going on in DNX. We just got, approval on the registrar cred. What else is good?
I mean, like I kind of talked about it last time. We're continuing to build out the same stuff that I discussed on the previous episode. We've got a little Discord server that's not so little anymore. It's probably about 500 members in there, and it's pretty active. There's some good alpha in there. There's people in there that share a lot of things that they don't share elsewhere. So if you want to be a part of that, you can join, reach out to me or Leanne, and we'll send you a link. Occasionally post it on X as well. I'm gonna start doing like a kind of like a round table, maybe once a week or so, where it's essentially will be like an X space, but inside that server, where you can like tune in and, you know, we can talk about things. But if you're interested in connecting with other people in the community, that is a good place to connect with them.
I dig it, man. I love it. You know, everything you're kind of building is all sort of bringing people together, bringing names together. It's, this is where you want to be if you're investing in domains and you're in the space and, you know, get involved, get familiar. And it's really all good, man.
As long as you don't mind a little meme culture, a little banter here and there, you're welcome. But if you're a little too sensitive, you should maybe stay away.
I think people pay extra for that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
That's all part of the fun. All right. Well, with that, that's super dope. Big shout out to not only Josh, but Leanne and the rest of the team at DNX. You guys are doing great stuff. We're very, very excited about everything going on there. And we'll see you all in the Discord at some point. We'll get into that mix as well. And that's about it. So, and thank you to all you guys for being on the show today. This was a good one. It was a lot of fun. Thank you to the audience for tuning in. As we say in the show, without you, there is no us. So we appreciate that. And then a lot more to come, a lot of good stuff happening. It's exciting and interesting times, and to infinity and beyond. And all that. And yeah, and we'll see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.